Hi, this is Claire, one of your mum mates. Just here to remind you that you're not alone. Yes, it's tough, but you're doing far better than you think. Now, I know you're a mum, but you're important too. And if you're feeling like you don't know who you are anymore or find yourself craving a new chapter after having kids, I'm here to help you. Oh, and tell your mum mates, this might just help them too. Hello, lovely. How are you? I hope you're good. Not my usual spot for recording today. I'm actually hiding up in a spare bedroom because I have my parents here. It's a Wednesday. I did actually previously record this podcast episode for you. However, somehow managed to delete it. I've no idea how. And I've no idea how to get it back. So rather than sit and fiddle about with technology, I thought it's just easier just to crack on and record a new one for you. So here I am. I'm hiding in the bedroom because, you may know, on a Wednesday, sometimes my parents come to help me with the boys. They live about an hour away and they love it as a time to spend with my two youngest and then Mason when he gets home from school. And it's so funny because when they're here, my mum usually takes the little ones out and about, whether it's shopping or to the park or something, just because if they know I'm in the house, oh my goodness, they do not leave me alone. They're fine with her, but if I'm there, are you the same? Like, do your kids just whine around you and want to be held? And like Rafi at the minute just wants to be on my hip all the time. And he's getting really heavy. Like, he's over one now. And they just want me all the time. And I can walk in the room and they've been with my parents and they'll be like, they've been fine. And as soon as I step in the room, it's like, oh, and you just think, oh my goodness, just stop. So it's funny the effect us mums can have on them, isn't it? Yeah, my mum finds it just easier so that I can crack on with a bit of work. I can actually concentrate. They usually head out. And then my dad, I don't know if your parents like this, my dad is a DIY fanatic. He cannot sit still. I think this is who I get it from. Like, I just can't sit still. I've always got a project on the go. Well, he's the same. And he just loves coming down to our house and just finding jobs to do. My granddad was the same. I remember on my mum's side. My granddad used to come and he'd always be like hacking away at the trees or the bushes or and he'd do it too much and my mum would be upset or he'd just come and he'd always be busy just doing stuff. He'd have his some sort of like work like overalls on or something like that. And he'd always be doing jobs. And now my dad's the same. And he loves it, to be fair. They love, don't they, being helpful. And he's always like looking for jobs that he can do. So he's actually outside in our back garden hacking away at some wood with a circular saw. So basically making a right old racket and not great conditions for me to be recording a podcast for you. So it's given me an excuse to come and hide upstairs, sat on the bed. I'm so tempted to lie down and go to sleep, if I'm honest, because it's December and this week we've had my 9-year-old's birthday. We've had the toddler did like a Christmas show at preschool. We've had the 9-year-old's birthday party. It's just a lot, isn't it? And we've had it's been a really lovely week, but it's busy, it's full on. And then, of course, just the usual day-to-day madness thrown in on top of that. For my 9-year-old, we did a YouTube style party, which I think I don't know if the parents panicked when I WhatsApped them, whether they thought I was just going to stick them all on YouTube, sat watching TV for 2 hours. But we had 10 9-year-old boys come back with Mason after school. They walked back and then the idea was we'd like set them loads of challenges and in order. So basically I put their party bags in. I've got like a couple of food basket things and I padlocked them with a digit code on it and put the party bags in there so they could see the padlock. And I said, Mr. Beast, who is a big YouTuber, has set you 4 challenges. every challenge that you complete, you win the code, one of the numbers from the code, and then you got to work out the code to win your party bag. So it was really good. It was real like motivated for them, made it really fun. They actually believed it was Mr. Beast as well, which I love. And they did the challenges. Some were outside, like a treasure hunt in the garden. Some were like putting a puzzle together. Some were just basically like old-fashioned games. I just branded it as a YouTube party and they loved it and went with it. And what was so sweet is, obviously, I've got a baby and a toddler as well. They were so good with Leo, the toddler, and it really involved them in it because we were going to take them out for the evening and like get them out of the way. But then we were like, oh, they would just love it. So we actually had them here and the boys were really good. It'd be like, oh, let's let Leo have a go. And they were really considerate of him. And it was just so lovely and really like affectionate and helping him put his shoes on for the outdoor challenge. Like, it was just really, really lovely. And I fed that back to the parents. So we videoed loads of it. And I sent the video to the mums so they could show them afterwards. Like, they just had a great, great time. I did them pizza and donuts for dinner. You know, we kept it really simple, couple of hours in the house, just great. And I actually really enjoyed it as well, which is what I was telling the mums. I said I had really good fun and it was really nice. Yeah, so highly recommend if you've got particularly an older one. Sometimes just rebranding the old-fashioned types of parties are the best. So it's been a really fun, lovely week. And of course, then once all the boys have gone home and I put the boys to bed, I had a bottle of cava because I didn't intend to drink the bottle of cava. I tended to have a couple of glasses, but I really loved it. I really enjoyed myself and ate the leftovers of their pizzas from the party and just sort of celebrated the fact that I've been a mum for 9 years, guys. 9 years I've been a mum, and I got so many messages on Instagram when I shared that Mason was nine. I shared a photo of when me and him used to go live on a weekday morning, and he was so tiny. He must have been like 3, 4 at the time. We used to go live every day and people tune in. They're like, oh my goodness, how is he nine? Like, I remember him being this age. It seems like yesterday. And it's so funny because for me, it feels like, it really does feel like it was 2 minutes ago. But then at the same time, it feels like a lifetime ago. We were living in Bristol. We didn't have the two other boys. Like, life was so different then. It's just really funny to think back. So I know lots of you feel like you've almost like grown up, or you've had children, your children have grown up a similar age to Mason. So it's been really lovely, and thank you for anyone that's messaged me this week just saying like happy birthday and how on earth is he nine, because it really feels like once they start school it just flies, it goes even quicker. So yeah, a busy week here, as I've said, and so my dad is busy. I've got way late, haven't I? I've got my dad was busy outside and he's chopping up all the wood. So all the wood, you might be thinking, what is she on about? Well, I haven't really shared this on Instagram actually. And I do have a home account, Home of Hooray, because I'm really into, I think if I hadn't have gone down this route, I think I would possibly have gone into some sort of interior design. I did a 1 day course. I would love to do more. Maybe a 1 day thingy I could do when the boys are a bit older and I've got a little bit more time on my hands. But I do really enjoy interiors, and we've been decorating this house since we moved in, and I've loved that. So I share it on Instagram. I mean, I post on it like once every 3 months. I'm not great. But yeah, so that's just if you are interested in homeware and houses and that sort of stuff. And also, I used to find that people would ask me on Play Hooray, like, where stuff's from. And I don't know, I just found it a bit weird on Play Hooray. Like, I don't really show my house and stuff because it was so play focused at the time. Obviously, now things have shifted. It's more of my life. Yeah, happy to share that stuff, but never really done like a home tour or anything like that. I don't think it's ever tidy enough to do that. There's always one room that's like a room of doom. So anyway, I digress. So talking of interiors and houses, yeah, my dad is chopping up loads of wood because we've got our old kitchen out there. So I'm going to cut a very long story short for you. Back in March of this year, way before my marriage came to an end, we had decided that we were going to, we've got our kitchen and then we've got the little office, which I'm using as an office at the moment, but it's never really been anything, that room. It was a playroom. It was a bit of a storage room. It's not, it's been a bit of this and that. And since we bought the house, even before we actually got the house, we were planning that we would take the wall down between the kitchen and the little office, because it's just a little room, and make it more into like a kitchen, diner, sort of sofa area, to have like a big family room, and add in some bifolds. The house we lived in Bristol had bifolds in it when we moved in, and I just loved it. Like, we had them open whatever the weather, and I just really love the light it brought in. So we've always wanted to add in bifolds into since moving into this house. So in March we had loads of builders come around. I found a builder, really nice guy. Decided that we would put up a set of bifolds, which meant that we needed to lift up the patio that was currently laid there. And it was going to be a small wall down and then a tiny extension. I'm talking like less than a meter square, just to square off the room. So it really was a small job. Found a builder who was like, right, okay, we're looking at about 5 weeks that this should take. So, okay. Brilliant. So we were all set to go. We bought the kitchen, we bought the bifolds, we bought the patios, we bought everything. It's all in what used to be my studio where I pack play prompts. And we bought everything ready. The builder started with the young guy and dug up all the patio, dug up the foundations for the world's smallest extension, built the groundwork for it, had it inspected. And then I can't go into details because it looks like we're possibly going to either be pressing charges or going down the small claims route. But let's just say we were lied to about the builder's situation. He told us there was some personal circumstances, which actually, as it unfolds, eventually we found out that wasn't the case. And so we'd been lied to, and he was in and out, coming to do bits of work, laying a couple of bricks and then going again and not being seen for a while. So this happened across the summer, and then by mid-September we realised that we were getting messed around, really, that he'd taken our money and had no intention of returning or returning to finish the work. So And I remember when he first started, because he was like, right, this is going to take 5 weeks. At the time, it was snowing. And I was like, oh, my goodness, you're going to like the wall's going to be coming out the week that it's snowing. I wonder if I could, like, what am I going to do with the boys? And I mean, bear in mind, Rafi was a tiny little baby at this time, and now he's walking. So it's just like, oh, my goodness, how are we going to do this? And then because we thought it was going to be such a quick turnaround, I actually sold the kitchen island on Gumtree and someone came and collected it. So we've been without an island. We've been that we started pulling out the kitchen because we thought it was going to be all quick, and then it just didn't happen. So basically for the last few months I've been cooking for the kids on a camping stove. I do have an oven. I have a sink in another room that I use, so it's not ideal, and it's just been really tricky, and it's been lots of not knowing, and is the builder coming today? Is he not? And then just really upset and disappointed and a bit embarrassed, really, that we've been messed about by this builder, and that he's taken our money. He's taken a substantial amount of money that we've worked really hard for, that we'd saved for this project, thinking it was the last project for the house. So my dad is chopping up the old kitchen, which has been outside, our back garden. So we've not had, the patio is all dug up and there's a big hole for the foundations. It's really dangerous for the young boys. And obviously Rafi's now walking, so I have to be really careful, constantly supervising. It was really hard in the summer. And even having friends over as well. And even the party the other night, it's like, stay away from the hole. It's just been such a shame. And it's just been, I think, possibly another thing that sort of added to this year of worry and problems and things not going straight forward. And so it really does feel like, and I don't know if you're the same, I am ready to box up 2023, put it in a box and ditch it, because it's been a year. As you know, my marriage came to an end. All this stuff with the build, it's just been, I feel like I'm living on the set of EastEnders, you know, one thing after another. It's been drama, drama, drama. And normally I live a pretty quiet life with my mates, with my family. And yeah, I just can't get over it. So all this drama with the builder, all the stuff going on with, you know, now that I am co-parenting with the boy's dad, it's just all been a big change. And never, ever, ever, if you'd have told me in January of this year that this is a situation I would be ending this year on, I wouldn't have believed you. I would not at all. And I'm still actually trying to get my head around it all. And I think it's going to take a while to process, isn't it? But yeah, so what a year. What a year. I am, firstly, I've worked really hard this year to put a positive spin on it. I've worked really hard to shift my mindset to see it as, okay, this is a new chapter for me and my boys. It's a new chapter, a new start. I've pivoted the business. You know, my whole work day, work life has changed completely and I love it. Yes, we've had lots of drama, but oh my goodness, we've still had so many amazing things happen this summer, this year actually, not just the summer. It's been a roller coaster. It's been a lot of lessons learned. Just wow, yes, gosh, if I could write down all the things I've learned about myself this year, it's been huge. But shifting my mindset to see it as, right, okay, this is what the situation is. And I think this is what it comes down to when it, you know, when we talk about positive mindset, it's not that bad things don't happen to people with a positive mindset. These things do. And like this year has been really hard, as I've just shared with you, it has been really hard. But it's learning to cope with those situations, put a positive spin on it, or have those days where there's been days where I'm just like, oh, I'm so fed up with the kitchen, or so fed up with the situation, or finding things hard, or it's a lot to cope with, or oh, I'm overwhelmed, or oh, I'm feeling quite lonely, or whatever it might be. You know, it's acknowledging those emotions, giving them space to be there, allowing myself to feel those things without giving myself a hard time, and then also giving myself the space to get through it the other side and to allow those feelings to pass. And that's a massive thing I've learned this year. And so shifting my mind to see it as, rather than something coming to an end, coming to a close, of right, I'm opening the door on this new chapter with a positive mindset. It's a new chapter for me and my boys. It's a new chapter of my life. It's a new chapter for me personally. It's a new chapter for me professionally and now for my family as well. So yeah, there's a lot of change, a lot going on. So I am ready for 2024. I am so ready for 2024. And I don't know about you. I shared a reel the other night just saying about this time of year in December, we're going to get a lot of images, photos, reels, videos of people sharing their highlights, of sharing the things that they want to celebrate, of sharing the good things, the happy times. And it's a bit like the end of I'm a Celeb. When they put all the clips together, it makes it look like everyone's had a fun time and really jolly. But you forget that on the day to day, it's really hard. And I just think it's just about remembering that social media is going to be full of these images. And if you're like me and feel like this year has been about survival, this year has been about me learning how to be strong, this year has been about me, yeah, I go back to survival again, surviving and coping and just getting through day to day and learning a lot about myself. If you're like me and feel like this is what this year has been here to teach you, whether you've had tough times or events that you've need to navigate, emotions that you're trying to cope with, whatever it might be, whatever your situation, there might be things that you can relate to me. It might be very different for whatever reason. 2023 has been a year and a half for you. Then let's get ready. Let's almost put that in a box. We've acknowledged it. We've put it in a box. We've learned from it. And we're ready to move on and open the new door. So if you are thinking, yeah, it's been a right old year, and do you know what, the amount of people I've spoken to who sound similar, that you've also had 2023 has really been a testing year for you. I've got a free workshop on the website for you. It's called Manifest the New Me. And in this workshop, it's about 50 to 60 minutes. It's a video. So make sure you know you've got either the kids in bed or the kids set up on screens with biscuits. You're not going to get interrupted. And it's a time for you. And I'm going to talk you through manifesting, because I know for some people, it just feels a bit extreme. It feels like it's not your thing, but I just think give it a go. And I think this workshop might change your mind. Basically, we're going to do four exercises in there. Two of those exercises are part of manifesting, and it's about bringing 2023, acknowledging it, bringing it to a close, putting it in a box and saying goodbye. I've learned from you. Thank you very much. Grateful for all the experiences and the opportunities. And then we have two manifesting exercises that all are about opening the doors for new possibilities, bringing in, just welcoming opportunities, just saying, right, I'm ready. Let's do this. I'm ready for change. I'm ready for a new chapter. I'm ready for a new version of me that is the best version of me. And that's what I hope this workshop provides. I can't tell you, I've actually got two websites on, workshops on there, sorry. And we've had over 600 people go through the workshops. I've had the most amazing messages of people who have really noticed the distance, are starting to see signs that they're in the right path. I'm going into 2024 feeling confident and almost in control and equipped to be able to deal with whatever comes their way. And I invite you to do the same. So if you're listening to this and keen to start a new chapter, start the new you and find the new you, and willing to give a bit of manifesting a go, even if you're skeptical about it, because remember, manifesting is very much about goal setting. It's not praying to the stars for a new Porsche on the drive and waking up the next day and expecting it to be there. It's about setting goals for yourself with intention and really helping to clear that path. And it really does. It really, really does. And I invite you to come and join the workshop. It's free. Come on the website. There's a free section. You can see where I've got workshops. You can see the link for the podcast, my ebook, anything else. I can't think what else I've got. Anything else is on there for you. But please come and have, next time, carve out an hour to yourself where you can listen. You don't have to watch. You can just listen while you're cooking or whatever. But a really nice time to invest in yourself. Get into bed early tonight and do the manifesting and just see if it helps you. I think it really will. I'll also add a link in notes so you can click straight on and hopefully it will navigate your way to the free section on the website. But please, the Manifest the New Me workshop, I think it will really help you, particularly if you're like me and thinking, right, well, that's been a tough year. I'm ready for a new year, a new me. Let's do this. Let's start our new chapter. Feeling good, feeling positive. All right, thanks so much for listening today, guys. I hope that helps. And I'd love to hear from you. Do reach out to me. Send me a DM. Come and chat on Instagram. I'm always there hanging about. I'm new to TikTok, so I'm not great on that one. But Instagram, you know where you can find me, or drop me an email. Chat to you soon, my love. And big, big hugs. Thank you for listening today. I really hope you found it helpful, and perhaps you could share it with one of your mum mates and they might find it helpful too. Oh, and I'd love to be mum mates with you. So please sell me a selfie of you listening along. I'd love to get to chat to you. And if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. Send me a little screenshot of your review and I will send you a discount code to use on our site. Bye.